The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, councillors across every local authority in the country have been asked to support motions calling for all GAA Championship games to be broadcast free to air in 2027. One of those leading the charge is Fine Gael Senator Mike Kennelly, who joins us now. Mike, set out your stall. Why do you believe every Championship game should be on free to air TV?
Good evening, Shane, and good evening, everybody. Set up my stall very simply. My ask is that more games are shown free tier, Shane, and on the GA, on free tier, sorry, and that the GA Plus to accommodate games that can't be shown. I suppose, look, my ask, and this has gone back a long way, I'll be honest with you. We are forgetting about our grassroots, the people who made the GA brilliant and what it is right now. But I suppose in commercial terms, and if it's money terms, they're going the wrong route. They're not promoting the GAA in my terms, in my eyes. And my asking this is for all the councils, and this was a Fine Gael-led council. They had no issue bringing this to Kerry County Council. And my ask is that more games are shown on free to air and where required on other online streaming platforms, and that everyone should be able to watch their county team compete at inter-county championship matches. That is not happening right now. And Kerry, and I come from a very, very proud Kerry football family, and football in Kerry is everything down here to us. But when Kerry, we're facing into our sixth championship match next tomorrow evening, once that great Kerry team has been shown free to air, and that is on the rights, on all the four provincials were actually shown on free to air, Shane. Okay, and look, they can put everything in my way, and if it's a condemned season, they're blaming this. And
can I put a few counter arguments to you? When your brother Tig was playing in that great Kerry team of the 70s, and you are Tig's brother, aren't you? I'm right
Tim,
to say that.
No, yeah, Tim is my brother. Yes.
Sorry, Tim. Tig is your nephew. Excuse me, Tim. Yeah. When your brother Tim was playing in that team of the 70s mm-hmm. and the 80s, I'm old enough to remember that. You got the All Ireland semi final, and you got the All Ireland final on telly, and that was it. Mm-hmm. And you had the Sunday game, which came in around the late 70s or early 80s. We've way more games on terrestrial TV now than we had 20, 30 or 40 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, there's 104 free-to-air games on the World Cup right now. Now, the GAA knew that this was coming down every 4 years. So if it was a calendar problem, then the GAA wasn't doing their homework, or the RTE for that matter. I'm going to just give you a couple of synopsis here, right? And again, I'm going back to the Kerry GAA team, the senior football team. But I'm also going to the Dublin team. I'm also going to the Cavan team. I'm going to the Cork inter-county team. I'm going to the Donegal team that no one saw 2 weekends ago. I mean, Cork beat Donegal, no one saw it. It wasn't broadcast anywhere. Kerry beat Kildare.
But their logistics, anywhere. You can't have every game televised. I mean, I'm an Arsenal fan. There's the season before last, there was a couple of Arsenal games that weren't shown anywhere.
Listen, Shane, we didn't have the same technology back in 79 when we brought a Captain Kerry.
We didn't
have that.
No, I'll accept that.
But still had 90,000 crammed into corporate.
And here's the other argument. Why not buy GAA Plus? It's actually pretty good value. And you get, what is it for the season, a year? 100 quid for the year, and you get like dozens of games. It's actually really good value.
Shane, look, it's an amateur game. I mentioned this, and there's another club in North Kerry who actually, they picked up people to bring them to clubhouse St. Sinan's in North Kerry to view the game. Elderly people. Now, we are leaving an element of people that cannot access these games.
Are you being unfair? Are you doing a disservice to elderly people? They're well able to use. Somebody sets up the system. I wouldn't be the most technologically proficient. You set it up and then you just go into it. It's not rocket science to turn on GAA Plus.
Shane, I completely disagree with you. Let's be honest here. Again,
oh, that's your prerogative, absolutely. No, and you've every right to disagree.
But we are leaving an element of people behind us here, and the community based efforts to make sure that people get to see the games is what they're doing right now. But my ask is very simple, and it's a compromise. I mean, we had the president in last week, in the Senate. And I asked him a couple of questions. And his reply to me at one stage was, we are a participation sport. We are not a sport of sit and treat people who just want to sit and watch it on TV. Notwithstanding the fact that we do know that there are some older people who find it difficult to access it. And that's something we need to look into.
Okay. Can I put one other argument to you? Can I put just one last argument to you, Mike? That it's not like this money is going into the pockets of some corporation. This money is going to the GAA, and they're reinvesting that money back in facilities and back into Gaelic Games grassroots all across the country. That this is, it's an important revenue source, and the money has been put to good use.
Okay, Shane, I'm going to again quote what the president of the GAA said to me last week. He said, money taken in by the GAA from streaming goes back into the organisation towards bibs and cones and teaching our children how to play football. Bibs and cones. I was chairman of the Saw Limits. I didn't get a bib. I didn't get a cone and how, or anything else from HQ. So my look, this is not just a County Kerry isolated thing. This is a national thing. And I suppose really, we are exposing people from not watching they're in the county teams. Shane, I don't know how easy I can make this, but I'm here to make that solid argument for the people who are the grassroots who cannot access these games tomorrow. And listen, I'm not too off either with technology. So, and I'm only 56. So you know, so I've got to support the people that raise me into the community and raise me into the GAA circles, and which I'm very proud of to be associated with. I'm not here to slam the GAA. I'm here to get a compromise.
No, I know you're a GAA man to your fingertips, and your family is a very well-known and prominent GAA family. And lots of people getting in touch on this. Somebody says, Shane, the GAA plus for my elderly parents and uncles is a huge pain. Don't rubbish it as an issue. Well, I certainly wasn't trying to rubbish it. I was just questioning whether it is that difficult to use. GAA Plus should only be for the diaspora abroad. Everyone else should get RT1 or TG Catter. I think he means all the other games should be on RT1 and TG Catter. And then one last text. Let the GAA properly charge for games. It would mean the GAA won't need other means to fund it. This ultimately comes down to revenue, it does it not, Mike? And the GAA need the revenue from this, and they are putting it to good use, no?
Yeah, okay. This was never going to be about money. This was never going to be. This is about volunteering. This is about the GAA in the community.
Yeah.
This was never about money. This was never about making profit. This was never about Sean Kerry only once. You know, if the GAA are making money out of the Cliffords in this county, then it's actually disgusting what's going on, because of their loyalty right now. And David, I'll be honest with you, he's probably the greatest footballer that has ever put on a pair of boots. And if it comes down to that these guys are picking, I mean, I asked a question, I said, how are the games, how is this, the decision-making authority on broadcasting and the match selection? He couldn't even answer me that. I asked how much money they were making over the streaming. And he couldn't answer me either. Okay. He wouldn't answer me.
But are you being unfair when you're talking about the GAA making profit? Again, like there's some kind of corporation that are, they're paying out dividends to their shareholders. They're not. This money's going back into Gaelic Games.
Shane, look, I suppose Charlie Burns has said one thing, that he's only accountable to the membership of the GAA.
Yeah.
Right? This is not a profit-making machine. There's no one getting paid here. Well, there's a few getting paid, but
yeah.
The players who are talking out tomorrow and Sunday, you know, representing our counties, they're not getting paid. The guys who line the pitch are not getting paid. The guys who train the kids and take them to every part of the county in their own county, they're not getting paid. So it's, to make this a commercial battle, I'm not here to slam the GAA, but I want to be thankful to GAA as well on the rule changes that they made this year. And last year, tail end, okay?
Well, they're definitely helping Kerry anyway, that's for sure. No doubt about that.
But what it does, what it has done, we've seen Roscommon, we've seen Westmeath, and we've seen Armagh, and we've seen Kerry in all their provincial finals. And I see Janet Burns' county, they won they beat Monaghan in the Ulster final. There was the field, you couldn't see green. It was all Armagh supporters. They were so glad to win the provincial final. Everyone saw that. Everyone saw Kerry beat Cork in the provincial final. Everyone saw Roscommon win provincial final. Okay, and we see
fair enough. Fair enough.
And they're hiding it away from these people.
Mike. Okay, listen, we have your point, and for what it's worth, most of the listeners who are getting in touch agree with you. So thanks indeed for talking to us. Fine Gael, Senator Mike Kennelly, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder. Let us know what you make of it all. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listen in BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FIRST.